Welcome to our third Sunday of Easter Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. May 1st, 2022, this is Pastor Olana. In the light of Christ's eternal victory, we should expect change in our daily living. For example, although they were called to be fishers of men in today's Gospel, the disciples learned that they needed to listen to their Lord, even when fishing for fish. Change for Peter would mean moving from regret his past, where he denied his Lord, to feeling Christ's flock. And for Saul, mean Paul, Christ's eternal living presence would mean changing from catching Christians to proclaim Christ before Gentiles and kings. The heavenly host and the reading from the Revelation sings their eternal songs of praise to the Lamb on the throne. How might our risen Lord's eternal victory over sin and evil change us so that we echo their praise already here in time? May the gracious Lord bless you this morning as you worship with us.
This joyful Easter tide, away with sin and sorrow. My love, the crucified, has bound to life this morrow. Had Christ, who once was slain, not burst his three-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen, 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 but now has Christ arisen. Death's flood has lost its chill since Jesus crossed the river. Lover of souls from ill, my passing soul deliver. Had Christ, who once was slain, not burst his three-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now has Christ arisen, 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 but Christ arisen. My flesh in hope shall rest, and for the season slumber, till trump from east to west shall wake the dead in Christ, who once was slain, not burst his three-day prison. Our faith had been in vain, but now has Christ arisen, 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 and now has Christ arisen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is indeed. Hallelujah. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall be made alive. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin, and live to God in Christ Jesus. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, you have created each of us to live life with you in your image. Yet our sin destroys that life and brings death into our world. Forgive us, Father, for our sins against you, in the things that we think, the words that we speak, and the way that we act. Forgive us for our failing to live our lives as you designed them, and for failing to share your life with others. Breathe into us your life-giving Spirit, so that we turn from our sin and receive the fresh start of forgiveness life. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and died and rose from the grave for us, calls us back from the days of sin to live for your glory all our days. Amen. Now, based on this confession, receive the absolution. Your merciful God is the author and the giver of life. He hears your prayer and forgives all your sins. Through Jesus, he takes your days upon himself at the cross, and by his resurrection gives you free gift of life everlasting. As your pastor, it's my privilege to remind you of this forgiving grace of Jesus. And because he has granted his authority to do so, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up fallen world. Grant to your faithful people rescued from the perils of everlasting days, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, in the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 1 through 22. But Saul, still brazing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for the letter to the synagogue at Damascus, so that if he would find any belonging to the way, men or woman, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by hand and brought him to Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drink. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Rise and go to street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying, and he has seen a vision. A man named Ananias came in and lay his hand on him, so that he might see again his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here his authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry out my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hand on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scale fell from his eyes and regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed and said, Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name? And he has not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priest. But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The epistle is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 1 through 14. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and a book, and sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals. And between the throne and the 4 living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with 7 horns and with 7 eyes, which are 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayer of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nations. And you have made them the kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth. Then I looked and I heard around the throne the living creatures and the elders, and the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive the power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessings. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessings and honor and glory and might and forever. And the four creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the 12, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and the two other of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going to fishing. They said to him, We will go with you. They went out and get into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, do you have any fish? They answered him, No. He said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in, because of the quantity of fish. That disciples whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in and both dragged the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they get out and land, they saw the charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and the bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went upward and hauled the net shore full of large fish, 150 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They know it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieving because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? He said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you want. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you wherever you do not want to go. This he said to show by what kind of days he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess our confessions in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
to bring me safely there.
A blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of the Epistle lesson for the third Sunday of Easter. But first we begin with a prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, during this season of Easter, we thankfully acknowledge the blessings we receive through your Son's resurrection. We ask now for your blessing on our hearts and ears so that the good news of the resurrection and the hope it brings us may move us to lives of grateful obedience. In Jesus' name, we ask for the Spirit's guidance. Amen. Last week, we noted that there are many things that have been said and written about the book of Revelation, but there are also many things that remain a mystery, which are in the book, mysteries because their meaning has not yet been revealed. This book was to be a source of comfort and encouragement for those under persecution, so that as they came through terrible times, God was assuring them through the strong pictures and messages of this book that he was still in charge and that he would take care of his persecuted people. Having pointed this out, we don't mean to say there isn't a message for present Christians, because we may not be under outward persecution, but there are some beautiful passages of encouragement for us also in this book. The text before us today is another one of those messages for us. Before we read the text and message for today, it might be meaningful to hear a summary of this entire chapter, since chapter 5, since our text is only the last half of chapter 5. This chapter is part of the vision that begins at chapter 4, and continues through the opening of the seven seals. Its center of gravity lies in the three hymns, verses 9, 12, and 13, that are addressed to the Lamb. They beautifully combine the worship of the Lamb, hymns 1 and 2, with the worship of the one who sits on the throne, hymn 3, which is addressed to both God and the Lamb. The movement of the whole scene focuses on the slain Lamb, as he takes the scroll from the hand of the one on the throne. The actions of all other participants are described in terms of worship directed to the Lamb and the one on the throne. The culminating emphasis is on the worthiness of the Lamb to receive worship. He receives that worship because he suffered for our sins and then rose again, and he is the one then able to open the seals because he is God, together with the Father, the one on the throne. And that takes us to today's text, Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 through 14. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp, and with golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and has made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth." Then I looked, And I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all therein saying, "To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. Who is the he in the opening phrase, and when he had taken the scroll? He is the one described in other phrases like, "You were slain, and by your blood didst ransom men for God." He is the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the one who was slain and whose blood was shed on the cross, but he is also the one who rose again because his Father accepted his sacrifice for the sins of the world. Because he has done this and thus fulfilled the will of the Father, he is the Lamb worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. After Christ Jesus had finished all that was necessary to accomplish salvation for the world, and he had prepared messengers to take this good news into all the world, he then ascended into heaven. And it's there that he received all the power, honor, and glory that goes with being the true king of all creation. But not all people acknowledge him as their Savior, Lord, or King. So there is more work to be done on earth. How the spread of God's word will happen and what the response will be, that's what's going to be revealed as the Lamb opens the various seven seals. We also get a glimpse of what will be revealed in the final seal when we hear these words. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all therein saying, "To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." It is a matter of joy to see that God deals with people in grace and mercy through our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. He governs the world not merely as Creator, but also as our Savior. Christ has redeemed his people from the bondage of sin, guilt, and Satan. He has not only purchased liberty for them, but the highest honor and elevation. He has made them kings and priests. They are kings in the sense that they overcome the world and the evil one with the help of the Spirit. They are priests in that they have access to the Heavenly Father himself, as well as liberty to offer up spiritual sacrifices. The words of praise by the hosts of heaven fully declare that Christ is King and ought to be worshipped equally together with the Father and by all creatures to all eternity. The harps carried by the elders were instruments of praise. The vials were full of incense, whose smoke rises in the sky. And as the smoke rises, so also the prayers of the saints on earth rise to heaven. Excuse me. Prayer and praise should always go together. And happy are those who shall adore and praise God in heaven, and who shall ever, forever bless the Lamb who delivered and set them apart for himself by his blood. O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you truly are worthy of our highest praises. We pray that all creatures would proclaim your greatness and adore your majesty. For you have given us, your church, the task of taking the good news of salvation for the world into the world, so that more may be won to join us in praising you, our gracious and loving God. Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, help us focus on what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and says to us. Show us the love of the Father and the grace of his Son. Guide us with the new hearts you have given us by your Spirit, Strengthen our faith and guide us in holy living. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Spirit within me, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me thy free Spirit. Amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Steadfast in your word, curb those who by deceit or sword would ask the kingdom for your son and bring to naught all he has done.
Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known.